As I was thinking about this morning and talking and wanting to look forward to the next year, and especially with Pastor Pat asking me to speak, there's something that came to mind, and it was one of the calls that we had not too long ago, probably about a month and a half, on one of our Foursquare family links. And there was a gentleman by the name of Dan Sneed, and some people, I don't know if my parents knew who they are, but he's a gentleman that's been all over the world doing a lot of different things, and he was our keynote speaker for that. And his topic was renewal. And I was thinking, okay, what when I'm praying and contemplating, talking about, okay, the first Sunday of the year, renewal really kind of came to mind. And his perspective, how he thought about something, was different than the normal. And if you guys have heard me over the last few years, perspective is a kind of a hot spot for me. Because we can't help but live in this world. We can't help but live in what we're going on. But how we perceive the events, how we perceive what's going on in our lives is dramatically different than the way that the world sees it. We see things from a different point of view. We see things from a kingdom perspective. And if there's ways that I can change my perspective and get it away from the worldly perspective and get it more towards a kingdom perspective, that actually calms me. As an example, at the beginning of the election cycle for 2020, I really was getting worried. I was getting afraid. It was affecting me emotionally and physically about what would happen if the outcome wasn't what I wanted. And then God reminded me, he goes, no, I'm in control. And then I started thinking, because I'm a history major in college, I'm a history buff, and I'm thinking, you know what? We've made it through other presidents that were horrible, no names. We've made it through 2 world wars. We've made it through. The church has made it through a lot worse than this. Because God is in control. And that's the perspective. I'm like, when I changed my perspective on that, I relaxed. I'm like, okay, I'm going to focus on what God's called me to do, which is what we just talked about. I can affect that. There's a lot of things that are going on in the world that I cannot do anything about. But there's a lot of things in my own circle of influence that I could do a lot about. And so that's what I've been concentrating on. And it actually, I'm more relaxed because I have a different perspective. And so that's what I kind of want to talk about a little bit, is about this renewal. His first scripture, I'm not going to go over very many of them, was this one, Matthew 9:17. You all have heard this, I'm sure. It's been preached about a million times. Neither do people pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst, the wines will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. In Luke, it talks about it again. No one pours new wines into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wines will burst the skins, and the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. It's also referenced in John. Generally, if something is referenced in 3 out of the 4 Gospels, that's pretty much a pretty important topic. And oftentimes, and he talked about this, is that oftentimes, when talking about this scripture, it's referred to as like, okay, we need to get rid of the old and focus on the new. And he was like, but I did research, and so I did a little bit of my own. And the thing is that it's not a matter of getting rid of the old, and it's not about throwing it away, putting it into the trash, it's all done, and there's no use for it. No, it's talking, what Jesus is talking about here is preparing yourself for the new wine. Getting yourself ready for the new wine. If I try to accept the new wine as I am now, it's not going to work. I have too many things in the way. I need to restore my wineskin. That's what it's talking about. Because that's what they did. In the context of this, the people who he was talking to, they knew you don't throw away wineskins because they're too valuable. They knew, oh, we restore them. We refurbish them. We change them back into being able to accept the new wine. And there's actually a few steps to refurbishing wineskins. The first thing, just to get a visual picture of what we're talking about. It's something very simple, but the lessons that we can learn from it are very profound. The first thing is you need to empty. The first things they have to do is get rid of the old wine. Let's get rid of, and not just get rid of, just dump it out, but make sure there's no of the old wine left over. Because what happens is the old wine will taint the flavor of the new. We need to get rid of the old stuff. Get all of that old stuff out to be able to be prepared for the new stuff coming in, because we don't want stuff from the past to affect the stuff of the future. And oftentimes we go, well, I got it clean enough, I got it dumped out enough, and we allow the new wine to come in, and there's still some of that old stuff. And it just changes the flavor a little bit. The next step is, it needs to soak. What does soak mean? What does soak mean? When I have a stain on my shirt and I go to soak it, what do? I submerge it in the cleaning solution and let it sit. Don't move it, just let it sit there. God's been soaking the church through COVID for 2 years. Now, I also look at it a different way. Soaking, I mean. I love barbecue. For me, I really enjoy that. And another word for soaking would be marinate. Now, what happens when you could take a steak, put some seasoning on it, and throw it on the grill, and it'll be okay. But to get a really good one, you start 2 days ahead. You put a little bit of salt on there, and you let that set overnight. And then the next day, you put the seasoning on there, and you just rub it all in, and you let it sit. Because the longer you let it sit, the more of the flavor that gets down inside, not just on the outside. How many times do we rush the seasoning of what God's given us and not let it soak in, marinate into our bone, so that we have the flavor of God? Now, I know all of you know the Santa Maria tri-tip. And the thing is, you'd be walking down in the market, and you'll see, oh, that's a Santa Maria. You could see the difference between it and a regular tri-tip, correct? That's what God's called us to be. People are walking down the street, and they're like, that's a Santa Maria tri-tip. That's different. They have a flavor. They have a spice. They have something that's different. And it's by soaking in and letting God marinate to our souls his flavor. So when people come in contact with us, they're like, oh, that's something different. That's good. I want more of that. That's usually the response I get with my tri-tip. It's like, I want more of that. The soaking is the part that is the important, and it takes time. Marinating, you can marinate it quick, but it doesn't have the effect. We need to let God soak our hearts, soften our hearts, to get the hardness, because remember, we have a different perspective on what's happening. Let's get the hardness out. Let God do that. The next thing is to scrape. On the inside of the wineskin is the old waterproofing, and it gets hard and crusty and doesn't work anymore, and that needs to be scraped off after you soaked it, because now it's pliable. The wineskin is, you can move it around, you can turn it inside out and scrape all that stuff off, because it doesn't hold the wine anymore. It allows it to seep out. It's not an effective wineskin anymore because of the old waterproofing, the old pitch that gets in there, and you have to scrape that old stuff off. It's hard work. And when God scrapes me, it ain't fun. It hurts sometimes. But what I know is that when he's done, I'm not going to have that whole old, hard, crusty viewpoint anymore. See, oftentimes God points out areas in our lives that are of concern, areas that we need to work on. But, you know, when we ignore that, that becomes hard and crusty. And it doesn't work like it's supposed to anymore. It doesn't hold the new wine anymore. So God has to get that stuff out. The next one is oil. You have to oil the outside of the wineskin, because what that does is it maintains that suppleness. Because if you don't do that, it loses the moisture. So you have to put that oil. And how many times in the Bible has oil been used as a metaphor for either anointing or the Holy Spirit? And that's what we need back into our lives for this new wine to come in. We need the anointing. We need the Holy Spirit. That's how we're going to be able to hold on to what God's given us. You need the Holy Spirit to receive all the new things God wants to give you. You can get some of them, and that's fine. But if you want all that God has for you, invite the Holy Spirit. Let him get in. Let him soak into all your being. That is what's going to have the long-term effect. And then the last thing is reshape. Because oftentimes through the wear and tear and the usage, it gets kind of twisted, the wineskin does. And how much does the world want to get us all twisted up so that we're not effective anymore? So God has to reshape us into the image that he has always desired for us, the image that he has intended for us from the beginning. He needs to reshape us and get us back into being able to fully receive what he has for us. Because there's something new coming. He talks about it. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up and you do not perceive it. I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. This is what he's doing. He's bringing something new, and we need to be able to accept it and to embrace it and to get it into our lives. And it's up to us on how much of it we hold on to. We can get a splash of it, like a napkin with some wine on it, or we can be a wineskin that holds on to it and gets filled to the brim. One of the things about wineskins also is that they weren't necessarily used for long-term usage, storage. They were used for special events and for journeys. They had a purpose. What was their purpose? Receive the new wine and pour it out to others. Receive new wine, pour it out to others. Receive new wine, pour it out to others. That's what God's called us to do. Again, the first scripture was not about getting rid of the old wineskins. It's about restoring it. Let's make us useful. Let's make us so that we can pour into other people's lives, get the new wine into other people's hearts. So the question is, what stage are you in? Do you need to go back to a different stage? Now, you notice that I didn't put these in a linear order, because they're not. Because sometimes you have to kind of do this and then go back to the other one. And it's not, oh, I'm ahead of you, or I'm just at a different stage. Maybe, well, I know I need to go back to soak. I need to go and soak for a while. Soak in God's presence, soak in his word, soak in prayer, just soak. Because the more I do that, the easier all the other steps are. So let me challenge you this morning. Evaluate yourself. Look at yourself as the wineskin. Where am I? What part do I need to focus on? What part do I need to maybe go back to? Because I didn't marinate long enough. Or maybe I didn't scrape off all the stuff before. Or maybe I have a little bit of that old wine still kind of hanging around. Ask God to point out those things. Ask him to restore your wineskin. Let me just close in prayer real quick. Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for this image that you have put into our hearts of the wineskin, of how we can be restored to receive your new wine. There's areas of our lives that you want to work in, and Lord, we just ask that you would do so. Point out the areas that we need to either need to be scraped, or that we need something else renewed, or we need to get something out that we've been holding on to for so long. Lord, we just ask that as we start off this new year, that you would start a new work in our lives like you have promised, that something new is coming. And Lord, let us be prepared and ready to hear and ready to receive the new wine that you are wanting to pour into our lives. We thank you for all of this. In Jesus' name, amen.